You know, in Lord of the Rings, when Gollum grabs the ring and he sinks into the lava fire, and just his little face
is there? Exactly.
That's what I don't know.
Maybe that's what they had to do to cover up those big old sausage fingers.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Everybody to episode 90 of Designer Cornbread. We are so glad you're here, and we are recording at 10 in the morning, so we are very perky.
Or somebody is. I don't know about that.
A little perkier than like 3:30, 4 in the afternoon. That's like my dead time. Like, that's the time when I start going downhill. So this will be exciting for all of y'all. I have my cup of coffee here. And we're just going to, do you have coffee? Are we having coffee together?
I don't have, I've already had coffee right now. Okay. I fixed a pot for the ladies downstairs, which I will explain in a minute. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to take their coffee right now because I didn't have time to make a new pot.
I got you. I understand. She has special guests. You want to tell about your special guests?
So, you know, I come out of school just, you know, with a lot of energy.
Yes, full of life and vigor.
Full of life and vigor, not exhausted worn out.
Ready to take on new tasks. And
so, right. Yeah. Actually, my plans were to spend maybe 2 days in the bed.
Yeah.
So we have a made-up disease that we call Wrangler's disease.
I mean, is it made up? I feel like there's a lot of evidence. That's what we're naming it.
I believe that Boogie coined that phrase.
That's probably true.
And so we would go to camp all summer. And I think it's just the repetitive schedule. And you're exhausted. You're in, you know, but you have
a
lot
of work. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work.
But we get home and like for 3 days... Everybody just crashes.
Yeah, you literally go in your dark room. And also, you do. You go in your dark, you know, you get home to wherever. You were in your air conditioning. You were back into your home and life. And you would just kind of, it wouldn't hit me super hard. Like, I didn't get it as hard as, I would get sad. But anyway, that's another part of it.
Yeah, that is another part. But anyway. I feel like that's a little bit of school, and I don't want to sit here. Y'all, I feel like teachers, and me being one of them, complain sometimes more than any profession, and especially like career teachers, because y'all, they don't know when, and it is a lot. I don't want to say it's not a lot.
You've got, and
you bring it home, and it's constant, and it's all that, and so I don't want to, you know, diminish, you know,
it's hard
what
work.
Teachers do.
No, it's hard work.
You know, but we get a lot of breaks that, you know, nobody lives like that.
Nurses aren't getting the summer off.
No.
Engineers aren't getting, you know.
Right. You know,
Christmas
and I say
breaks.
That coming from, I used to work at the health department. And, you know, now when I need a break, there's a break coming. Mm-hmm, but when I was at the health department, there was no light at the end of the tunnel. There was no. So anyway, but I'm thinking, you know, I'm ready for Wrangler's disease. Where I can just crash right there in the bed.
Right. You're kind of looking forward to it. It's
yes. You know,
where's my Wrangler's disease?
What am I going to binge right now?
Yes.
And then, you know, and you get through graduation and all that, and it's just constant. And then my mother calls me, and she's had some problems at her house or something. So she needs to have bridge club at my house.
She needs today,
which means that I also need to fix these ladies' lunch.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
You can come and play cards.
Today. Like. Today and next Tuesday and the next Wednesday. So wait, this is what I do every week.
It's okay.
You know, anyway. So, and you know, and I'm very, I do like my house to smell nice. I don't know why that's my thing, but that's when people we are coming
all have
out.
Our, gotcha. Just, we all have our thing.
Mm-hmm. So,
which it yes, always does, by the way.
Some, anyway, we needed to put some mulch out front, and I sent Ron to Lowe's to get some mulch, and he was like, do you want me to just go get the, you know, where you can just get it all piled in the back of your truck and shovel mm-hmm. it out? And I said, later, let's do that. I just need to do the front right now.
Right.
Well, he goes, and he finds some that are on sale.
Oh, no.
Bags.
Okay.
And now it's too late. I mean, he kind of started pouring them out. It smells like manure.
Yeah. Yeah. It, yeah.
I'm like, no.
I'm so sorry. I mean, yeah. No. It gets wet in there. There's something in some of those bags of mulch. Like there's the regular mulch smell, which is just like that wet wood and kind of decomposing a little. But sometimes it gets a little ripe. It gets a little ripe.
It's a lot ripe.
Okay.
And of course, now it's all down. I mean, there's nothing you can do. No,
it's just got to air out. So they get to walk through like a cloud of poo-poo.
They've already walked through it. Honestly, this goes, I was out there like with Febreze.
You were not.
Yes, I was.
Joni.
Spraying the air. Oh, but I can't. It's overwhelming.
Okay.
I know it's not going to help, but anyway.
It's not. But that was a good one for the team.
Anyway.
But they're inside now, so they're away from
it. They're inside.
Okay.
Yes, they are inside.
That's so lovely. Let's just take just a quick second to discuss bridge clubs. Like, I just think that's lovely.
So before I went back to work, they roped me into playing with them. Now, they play all week long. I mean, it is something.
Okay, this is a serious thing here, right?
I think they're different.
I think there's different groups.
This is my mother's schedule. Mm-hmm. On Monday, she teaches mm-hmm. Bible study. She's 85 years old, by the way. Let's put this out.
And she looks amazing. And
she looks 60. Yeah.
And goes and goes and goes. Yeah.
Yep. Sharp as a tack.
Yep.
So Monday, she teaches Bible study. Tuesday is bridge. Wednesday is bridge. Thursday, they all go to lunch at the Fish Hut. And then Friday is afternoon bridge.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
But listen.
And
that's what I'm saying. Like, that is a lot of bridge. But like.
But that's what they do. You know, she's off.
That's what they do. And they're together with each other. And they're visiting.
And so they switch off houses.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so they go to different houses. So it's now her week and now
okay,
it's
most, now, so that makes it week. Your week. Well, how come it's your week next week and the week
after?
I don't know.
I think those are different clubs. I don't know.
Well, the Wednesday one will be different. That's the Wednesday because you've got two Tuesdays. I feel like it's someone else's turn next week. I think they're
She probably owes somebody.
Oh, okay.
Had to fill in. Yes. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But they are playing bridge downstairs. They roped me into playing with them. I had to quit. I gained 10 pounds.
Oh, listen, I'm sure.
I'm not joking. Listen, so they have their little bridge, morning bridge, and they have coffee. And on the table is a little snack mix.
Of course.
Morning is salty mix. Mm-hmm. And then they have lunch. And I'm not a big lunch eater anyway.
Right.
But they'd have this big, you know, lunch wherever and, you know, complete with dessert and all that.
Oh,
and then you
goodness.
Go and on the tables in the afternoon are the sweets. I don't know how those women are not 400 pounds because they eat. I mean, they're sitting there eating it while they're playing.
They must just be eating tiny little bits. They're just sort of grazing on tiny little bits.
No, I watched them. They ate.
They're shoving it down.
I'm like, how? I don't know.
I don't know either, but you're right. That would not be.
So
maybe
today,
just once a week. I feel like I could do a once a weeker.
So today she only had one table. You know, everybody's busy. So there's only one table today.
Of people playing. Okay.
Of people playing. And so she said, let's just make chicken ballets. It's you.
Yeah. Chicken salad is what I'm feeling.
Chicken salad on croissants. And I've got little chips. And mm-hmm. I'm going to make the crunchy romaine. And I've got a blueberry trifle.
That's all. That's all she's done, y'all. She's just thrown together the perfect little ladies' little lunch.
And I'm still waiting for Wrangler's disease to kick in.
Well, it can't yet. You have to wait. Sorry. Well, you can have it tomorrow through next Tuesday.
Oh, and on Saturday she has book club. I forgot about book club.
Oh, no.
Yes. But not here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, yes. I thought you were doing that too. I'm like,
No, I'm not.
They're like, she's out for summer. She's fair game. I love it. Well, you know, all the trouble you caused your mother growing up, I'm sure you
I know. I owe my mother. I owe all the parties that I see. I was always, you know, hey, let's have a party for this. Let's have a party for that. And now it's my turn.
It's your turn. It's your turn. And your house is so great for it. It's lovely. Do they just set up tables in the living, in the big living room?
Yes.
And kind of, oh, that's perfect. Yeah. It's a big, big, nice space. So, well, that is wonderful. Well, over here, the update, I have a cicada count update. We're up to now. I've killed 15 of them in my house.
Oh my gosh. So Holly sent me a picture. She had, and I want to hear the full story behind this. She has taped up her screen, her fireplace screen.
Yeah.
Okay. So were they coming down through the chimney?
They were. I can hear them they're in the fire. You know, the fireplace is all cleaned out for the summer. And normally, well, of course, let's not even get started on my whole decorating situation. I literally just took down a Christmas thing from my bedroom. And it's May. It's almost June. Mm-hmm. I have just.
Hey, you can celebrate the birth of Jesus.
I know, but you know what my kids said to me yesterday? They're like, well, Mom, you just wait another month. It's closer to the next Christmas. You might as well leave it up. And I'm like, you know
what?
There you go. You guys are not helpful. Just be quiet. So anyway, that is all to say. In the summer, I like to take the fireplace screen away. Tim has it all cleaned out. And then I put some pretty white lanterns in it. Because it's pretty just like it is, but like it's a black hole.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to light any kind of little light or candle, or it makes you feel that cozy. So like it's rainy or whatever, and you light your little candles and you're like, ooh. Well, anyway, I hadn't done that yet, of course, because I haven't done anything hardly. And good thing I hadn't, because I hear the chirping down in my fireplace box, but I don't know how they're.
Oh my gosh.
So then there's a little, you know, there were some little gaps and the little door came up. Yeah. So that is why I resorted to the clear packing tape. And I taped up all around the top. There's a teeny gap at the top, and there was, you know, taped the door shut, taped the bottom where the tile's missing, and there's a little spot they could squeeze. So I taped that thing up, but I'm telling you what, I don't know how they're getting, I'm finding them other place. There, it's all been in the living room, to be honest. So, but they've been like on the hearth. They've been like right outside of the fire. Yeah. And then there was one on the window in the living room right by my head behind the curtain while I'm watching my Downton Abbey.
I wish that thing had jumped on you.
Oh, no, I have another story about that. No, why are you being ugly? I have these beautiful bouquet of flowers that the kids sent me. They got me my Mother's Day thing. They figured that all. Anyway, beautiful bouquet of flowers. And so I look at it because I'm scared there's something landed up in that and I can't see or find it and know so far. Right. But I don't know that. I don't know how they're getting in. I think a few have probably just gotten in as we've opened doors, you know.
Yeah.
But they're really concentrated in the living room. I haven't had one anywhere else. I mean, knock on wood here. Yeah. But anyways, so we're up to 15 of that. The other story was Tim and I go to the car wash on Saturday. I don't remember when, Saturday, we were out doing errands and I wanted to get my car. Anyway, long story short, we have Susan's van now. And so I wanted to get it cleaned out on the inside and just give it a good once over. And so we were doing that and you just ride through it. And then this is a big car wash where I'm like, get the mat sprayed, get everything done. Anyway, well, I go to sit down. It's a really nice, fancy, we got all kinds of fancy car washes up in here. Anyway, I go down to sit down because it was a beautiful sunny day. It wasn't too hot. It was gorgeous, gorgeous. And they have these nice outdoor couches and, you know, whatnot. So I go to sit down. I'm like, I'll sit out here today. This is beautiful. I sit down. I'm not sat down 10 seconds, maybe five. When this cicada comes, Joni, and it hits me right in the face, not right in the cheek, hits me. Then I sort of swat at it and I swat it up into my hair and my sunglasses right in the side of my head on this side. So I go swat and it goes up in here. And then I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm pulling through my hair to get it out and I fling it right down the front of my dress, right down into my. So then I reach down in the middle of my dress, pick that sucker up and throw him. And I went inside.
My gosh.
I was like, I'm done.
So
I'm done.
What is the, tell me again, what is the count per acre?
They were saying in some places, in some areas of St. Louis, it's 1.5 million per acre.
1.5 million.
And at this car wash, they were, and it's because the water, because I'm like, it must be because the water and the moisture and the heat, they were attracted to that. Those poor car wash kids that were out doing all the interiors and drying, they were everywhere. Outside the door to get into the car wash place, they were just laying on the ground, dead, alive. And I'm just like, and I get inside, there's several, the poor little car wash guy in there didn't like to kill him. I'm like, bro, you got, he's like, thank you. I'm like stepping on him in the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made Tim pull the car around to another spot away from all the, because usually you just kind of, you know, you walk out to get your car when they signal you. And I said, I'm not walking out through all that. You're going to have to pull it over here where there's fewer.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
So, yeah, that's the, yeah, but I had to reach down literally into the cheek, to the hair, to the, I threw it down my own, my dress was kind of low, you know. Right down in the brassiere.
See, that's what you get for dressing like a hoe.
Well, it wasn't. It was a normal dress. How dare you? And they're kind of prickly. They don't sting or anything, but they're kind of prickly when they hit you. And anyway, and I threw that to the ground, and then I got up. And the people sitting next to me, there was nothing bothering them. And I'm like, I'm gone. And then it was really funny, too, because a lady who was inside, so you can wait inside, you can wait outside, whatever. And this lady came in, and she was like, this is the first I have seen, to show you how specific and weird it is. She's like, this is the first I've seen of this. She says, I live in the Central West End, which is, you know, closer into the city, but still very treed. And I mean, depending on where she specifically, she might be in a big apartment, you know, building that the places that have more concrete, you know, less.
They're not coming up ground out of concrete.
Even if it has trees, if there's not the ground where they've kind of hatched out is kind of what I'm figuring.
Right.
But she's like, I live there. But she's like, I walk in Forest Park all the time. She said, I hadn't seen any. She's like, I saw one. And I'm like, and she was out here going, and I was like, well, welcome. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the apocalypse, because here it is. And she was literally aghast. She was like, I did not know. And I'm like, so. But I feel like they might be getting a little, last night I was saying to Tim that, that they seemed a little quieter.
Yeah.
They were a little, maybe quieter.
I think it's a 2-week lifespan, right? Am I correct on that?
It's not real long.
And y'all are, you're about in that 2-week. Of course, I mean, they're more hatching out. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. I do. And we had a big storm Sunday night. And we were at some friends celebrating a birthday. And we were there and it hailed there just 5 minutes away from us. We got home and our whole street, like tons of little, it must have hailed here because there's little leaves and branches really down. So I wondered, I said, Tim, do you think maybe that hail knocked the stuffing out of someone's cicadas. It's like, maybe it just beamed them in their little bug-eyed heads.
They are not pretty.
Let's hope. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that is the cicada.
We got the cicada situation.
Cicada situation. We're just making it through. But again, we just can't be outside. It was nice at our friend's house, though, just over in Kirkwood. So they're literally, you know, 7 minutes away. Trees all around, not in their yard anymore, but like trees all around. It's Kirkwood. But you could hear them. We were outside on their little covered patio, and you could hear them, but there wasn't a one flying around. And there was trees all over and ground. So I don't know. I don't know. But again, this has got to be the last apocalyptic plague that I experience.
You can come lay in the pool.
I'm serious. I told him, I said, I'm going to have to do a quick, depending on all the kids' schedules and what is going on, I'm going to have to do a quick hit down there to get outside and get some sun and in the pool. Because
come on,
I can't even sit in my own yard.
Yep.
So poor me. Here's a little Thatcher update.
Okay.
He has been doing jiu-jitsu for just under a couple years, maybe a little over. Anyway, but he got a big surprise the other day when he got back from Spain. He had been gone with some friends and he got back. He's got this gym he really likes in New York, and they awarded him his blue belt.
Hey,
so,
all right.
That was a really big deal. So you start at white belt. It's probably real similar to all the martial art kind of things. And he's been doing that and gotten stripes. There's four stripes for each belt. So as you move up, and it's kind of a thing where like it's sort of subjective, like, it's not like you meet specific requirements. Right. I don't know how to explain it. They're called professors.
Sensei.
They're called
your
professors.
Sensei.
Yeah, your sensei, your dojo. No, I think they're called professors. So don't ask me. I don't know for jiu-jitsu. It's like the people there just decide, you know, do you look like this level? Do you look like, you know? And I mean, I'm sure that's based on certain things, mm-hmm. but so he's been working at it, but it usually takes a little bit longer to get to that. And he's a little under the average. And then the next one, it can take up to like, you know, 2 to 4 years, like 4 years. Like these are long processes to do, but he was really excited. He called his mommy and held up his little blue bell.
Blue bell.
Look at you. But now it's hilarious. Cause he's like, well, now I'm getting my beep kicked.
Yeah.
He's like, well,
yeah, now you move. Yeah.
Now, you know, you're in a little different level bracket, mm-hmm. but also even like, cause there's white belts that can, what they do is they call rolling. It's rolling in jiu-jitsu, which, cause you're doing a bunch of stuff. It's a lot of defense really is what it mm-hmm. mostly is. And you get the person to submission, like where they're like, okay, I'm done. Like, yeah. and eventually you can choke them out. Like that's,
yeah.
Like if you keep going, that's kind of the idea. Like, anyway, and but he's like, there's a lot, you know, there's white belts that can roll and submit blue belts. Like she's like, I've done that to a few, you know? And again, when you're that new blue, and of course it makes all the white belts, like you got a target on you now. They're like,
yeah,
they work harder, you know, and it totally can, you know, so they coming for you now. And so he's like,
Mama. Poor Thatcher.
Poor 6'5" Thatcher. It's a hard, hard life. But anyway, I was really, really proud of him. And he was really, it was sweet because they, I guess they have times where they do the advancement, you know, like times that they do it. And he was in Spain when they did the one they did. And he wasn't expecting, you know, he mm-hmm. wasn't expecting it, but he got back and he went to the gym the first time and they kind of paused and said, hey, we've got something we want to give here. And they did it in front of everybody there. And he was very surprised and it was very cool for him. So congratulations to Thatcher.
Thatcher, we're so proud of you.
We are so proud. It never stops, you guys. You always are when your babies do cool things.
Well, so. here's John Garrett's cool thing. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I am.
He has left for camp.
Okay, I wondered.
I think we talked about this, that he's going to be a counselor at camp. And so we got him a new used car.
Good.
For him to go because
The white truck wasn't going to make it?
The white truck was not going to make it all the way to North Carolina.
Are you going to paint a – y'all should have painted a soaring hawk on the white truck. I mean, you could have your own
– I know. Well, they're going to sell it. Listen, yeah, people look at that truck. So John Garrett, this truck belonged to, we called him Sarge. He was Mr. Trudell Smith. He was a teacher at the high school and a coach for years and years and years. He bought this truck. I think it's a 1994.
Yeah, probably.
Truck.
Yeah. It's an awesome truck.
GMC. I mean, it is but soon after he bought it, he got cancer and he passed away. And then his widow kept it just so that she could run things to the dump or, you know, sometimes you just need a truck, right?
Get your mulch, so whatever it is you're doing. Yeah.
So she kept it, but she never really drove it. So Caleb needed a car in high school. He needed something. Well, Miss Geneva passed away. And so their kids were, you know, going through selling stuff and all that. And here's this truck. This is year 2019. When I guess it was before that because he was in high school.
Yeah,
he was in high school. So, but you know, 2017 or something 18, like
yeah,
that.
Something.
Mm-hmm. And it had 40,000. Did it have 40,000?
Oh, you're kidding.
Not even sure. It may have just had 20,000 miles on it. I don't know.
Wow.
But, you know, not hardly anything. And then Caleb's driven it. He's driven it back and forth to Starkville and stuff. And then he got a new car. And so then it went to John Garrett. And John Garrett has driven a couple times. Most of the time he rode home with Caleb.
Yeah.
So we have this 1994 truck with 60,000 miles on it. And it needs to be painted. I mean, it's got some
Old, the body, but it's really done its job. It's really got those boys around.
Well, I mean, people, every time they go to get their oil changed in it, all the workers are like, you want to sell this truck? You want to sell it? You want to sell it? So now we're going to sell it. But I needed to move the cars for Bridge Club today. And Caleb said, do you know where the truck key is? And I said, I don't. I said, text John Garrett. He may, you know, be able to answer you. So he texted him, and John Garrett sent a picture back with his hand, and in his hand was the truck key.
And he's in North Carolina.
He's in North Carolina.
He's up in North Carolina.
So your son is getting the blue belt, and mine is taking key to the truck that we're trying to sell.
It's my oldest versus your youngest. Let's be honest. Let's not compare apples and oranges. Don't you love that?
Bless him. I do.
At least he can mail them, and hopefully it's not blocking anyone in too bad.
I know. But listen, the way the mail's going, I don't know that I want him to mail it.
You know what? That you may be right. He's going to have to like do a good mailing.
I may just wait until we go up there and get it.
He could send it over. He can definitely do like UPS or FedEx. I just wouldn't put it in the mail. No, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
FedEx is sucking though.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry, but step up your game here, kids.
I was trying to think if anyone's coming down from that direction and coming this way that could pick up some keys for you.
Gosh. Anyway, it is what it is. But
welcome to adult children. But he's at camp. He made it safe and sound.
He did.
They're doing their training. It's staff week.
Yeah. Everything's good. So I really don't have just a whole lot today. Other than Bridge Club, we survived graduation. Mm-hmm. Listen, and it was real iffy because the storm, we just need an hour and a half window. And we had rain forecasted Thursday night.
And it's outside.
It's outside.
Yeah.
We have to have it outside. We don't have a place big enough in Savannah to have it. So it has to be out on the football field. We used to do it in the gymnasium, but the fire marshal kind of put an end to that. So that's the only place to have it. And baccalaureate was Thursday night. Again, big storms predicted. Mm-hmm. Graduation practice was Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. Supposed to rain all day Thursday. Supposed to rain, you know, bad Friday, big storms. So we got through graduation practice, we got through baccalaureate, and then everybody's holding their breath on Friday. Storms came through, but then they just dissipated.
They just disappeared for
graduation. So these kids got graduated. It was great. So
that is awesome.
There's that.
Because you never know, and it's such a, you know, you can't really, there's nothing to do about it. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
And I'm going to give a precursor of something that I'm going to go through so I can tell you all how horrible or how wonderful that it is.
Excellent.
Okay. So here's what I'm going. Of course, I am, you know, getting old and things are not older and things are shutting down and whatever.
We're shutting down, guys.
We're shutting down. It's regular disease. Anyway, my friends who have gotten like some hormone replacement therapy.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're going to talk about this.
I'm going to talk about this. Everybody is like just raving over this.
I'm excited. Okay.
And we all call it a butt pellet. So
it's definitely what you described to me, and you said it's a,
it
and
is,
I needed
so,
you to explain
yes,
this.
So okay. It is like they, okay, first I'm going tomorrow to get my blood work done, and they will, I mean, and it is a massive blood.
Yeah, it's all
they
the, yeah, all
everything.
The hormones, all
yes,
the stuff that your
everything.
Normal doctor too, which I know most people know now.
Yeah.
But when you go to the normal doctor, they don't check all this stuff. You have to specifically like ask. I mean, they can if you, but like when you get your blood work done and they're like, everything's good, you know, and you're sitting here going, but I'm not, I feel terrible.
Yeah,
anyway,
I feel terrible.
That's why you go to someone else that does a little bit more depth blood work.
So I go tomorrow and get my blood work done.
Suck your blood.
You're going to suck my blood. And then I think I have to wait 10 days. It'll all come back and tell them everything. And they have, it's not the synthetic hormones. Mm-hmm. This is a bio, natural, whatever hormone thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and it's even got to do with thyroid and whatever. And they make this up and it's like the size of a grain of rice.
Oh, it's that little.
It's that little.
Oh, that's good. I was so picturing like something like those big old capsules. Like,
I know, I was too.
First, like a supplement capsule.
Yeah, but they said it's like a, it's just like a little grain of rice.
What?
And they will make a little incision in either your hip or your, you know, your gluteus maximus, where your booty.
Like a buttocks. Like a buttocks. You know.
So, and then they put that in there and it's just like a little butterfly bandage that they have to put on.
Just close
and
it up.
It's and it's good for about three, four months that you have to go back and, you know, and get it redone. Not all your blood work and that all over.
They'll check your blood work but again, I'm sure, anyway, to see where stuff is at.
But anyway, I call it a butt pellet.
Well, it is.
So it's a butt pellet.
It is a butt pellet. When we were talking the other day with Paige, they were cracking up. They were like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, this sounds, glad you're doing that. I mean, maybe you'll be fixed by the time we go on our trip.
Well, a friend, a girl that I work with at school, she didn't get the, she went and had her blood work done and she does like something you can rub on or I don't
like
know
what
she does.
There's estrogen creams and progesterone creams and there's different, depending on what you need, there's probably different things.
She said, all I know is I don't have to come home from school and go to bed. I'm like,
okay.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
I'm excited for you.
I am too. I'm really
You'll have to
I'm
report
excited.
And let us know.
The butt pellet, guys. Here we go.
Butt pellet is happening.
Ron was like, I was starting explaining it last night. Mm-hmm. Ron was like, oh, they put it in your skin? And I said, yeah. He said, oh, good. Because I was like imagining some like enema or something.
Oh, my like, heavens. Gross. What in the, oh, well, pellet. Oh, yeah. You could. Okay. I can see where he got that. I can see where he got that.
Yeah. So I will report back later. But that is going to be my deal tomorrow is
okay.
Step one of blood work.
We wait with bated breath. I did later today and I will report back. I took some before pictures of my head to try to, but I'm going into my salon with Jenna, my wonderful haircut gal. And she's going to do something to the gray because I'm going silver, people. Yeah. Going silver and it's coming in real good.
I will not be taking pictures.
We don't want any pictures of your procedure. I'm not going to take pictures while I'm there. I just was saying I was trying to, because I'm the worst at taking like before and after. But you can take a before of like your face, like how raggedy you look, and then a couple weeks.
By the way, I just rudely, when Holly posted, she did go and post pictures of my little coffee area.
Oh, yeah. She really did.
But let me just say how much I appreciate you posting that during like Caleb's party when there's like bags of everything all over.
That was I know. I thought about that, but I was like, it's all I had to work with. So
she thought about, but she did it anyway.
You're lucky I even took a before. I'm the worst.
I am too.
I just never, I forget to take befores and then,
I can't even take pictures.
It was just to show people like that kind of desky thing that we were talking. It's fine. Thank you for being such a good sport. Yes, we were prepping for Caleb's party. There was pina colada mixes. There was stuff everywhere. But, you know, that's okay. Okay.
I can't take pictures of my food to post on the website.
I know. It's tough. Forget it. You really forget because you just get to going and then you're like, oh, it's gone. They ate it. But anyway, so I'm doing something with my head today. I don't know. She's going to, I don't know what exactly to expect. I've never had any like highlighty foil kind of things done. So I know she's going to do a strand test to like see how it lifts and then low light. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I'm just going to let her do what she's going to do on my head. The other thing, I did have something I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
So have you seen on the Instagrams or anywhere, has it come up on your feed? The new official portrait for Kate, Princess Kate.
I have not seen that.
I need you. Do you have your phone right there?
Yeah.
I need you to Google that. Kate's portrait. You'll get a lot of images off of a magazine cover, The Tatler, because that's just the magazine that released it. And you can click on that and it'll show you. It just shows it on the magazine. I'm gonna need you to look at that for a minute. And as you're looking that up,
Which one? I'm getting...
It's blue background and she's just standing there. It's a like the... Here, face it to me and let me see. Let me see what your phone... No. Like painting. Like painting. Official portrait painting. It's a full body. It's just been released. And as you know, we've already had King Charles release his, and that was a whole situation too, which we could get into if... Let me see. Hang on. I can't see that. No. What are you talking about? That's like a video.
Oh, that's not... Wait, it wasn't that.
Do you know what a portrait is?
I do, but that's not the one.
Guys, we're doing really well.
King Charles was horrible.
Y'all.
Now, I'm like, what kind of demonic mojo?
You guys, what I want to say is there's nobody over there helping them with any kind of PR or any kind of decisions. I don't know what's happening, but... Did you find
it? Dear God.
Let me see. Let me make sure you've got the right. I'm sure you do. From your reaction, I'm sure. Yep. That's it. Now, what are your thoughts about that portrait?
If I were Kate Middleton, I would go to that painter and smash it in his face.
How about a new one?
My gosh.
You guys, go look it up. I'm not even going to link to it because y'all can go look it up. But let's just say Kate is a beautiful woman, right? Like, she is a stunningly gorgeous woman. So you've got a lot to work with. With Charles, you got what you got. Like, we understand that, you know, there's only so much you can do on his face.
That's fine,
you know, and whatever. But with Kate, like, she is a beautiful, classically beautiful woman. Like, a lot of women are beautiful in many different ways. But she is a classically beautiful woman. And this portrait...
Y'all.
Let me just read you. So as soon as I saw it released, and the Tatler magazine over there, I think, is the ones that, like, got to put it on their cover. Anyway, but I saw on Instagram that it was being released, and I saw, like, kind of the picture that it was modeled after, like, her dress and her... It's very, you know, it's a full length, just a plain blue background. She's in this white, you know, regalia with a sash and you know, and that's it. There's nothing else. It's just her standing there. And
Go ahead.
What I'm going to say is I immediately went to the post because I needed to get up in those comments. I was like, I am here for these comments. I know these are going to be golden. These are going to be amazing. And again, this is no shade on Kate, like, other than I hope she had nothing to do with picking whoever did this. But, you know, she maybe did. Usually I think they get to, but whatever. The woman is having cancer right now. As if she needs one more thing.
Ugh.
But I got up in those comments. And I've got, here's the top four. I mean, there's thousands of them, but I scrolled through pretty good. And and my favorites, I have four favorite comments in the comment section off this portrait release. Number one that I enjoyed was, that's one talented kindergartner.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one talented kindergartner. This is what it looks like. You. Mm-hmm. And I understand modern art. I understand a lot of art. But when you all see this, and you go, this is a royal portrait. Number two comment was, how do they keep getting this wrong? She looks like a cake topper.
It's worse than
she
that.
She looks a cake topper, doesn't she?
Looks like, you know what she looks like to me is one of those like potato people.
Potato,
you know,
person?
Where
What's that?
They like carve the potato. They carve a face out of a potato.
What are you
talking?
What kind of hillbilly?
Well, that's what it is. Oh, it's Appalachian art.
You mean the scrunchy, the withered apple people.
No, well, they do it from potatoes too, and it withers. Yeah,
I've never seen the potato one. Yeah. I've seen it. She doesn't look that wrinkly.
Oh, it's awful.
But it's bad.
It's awful.
It doesn't really. It doesn't look like her. It honestly doesn't look like her. It barely resembles her. Which is that again to me. I mean, I may not be an expert, but I feel like when you're doing a portrait of someone, that it should at least resemble them.
I'm going to show you this, and I'm going to have our listeners look up Lucian Freud. Queen Elizabeth painting.
Oh,
Lucian Freud.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm let me see if I can throw this at you.
Maybe we'll do a side by side. Oh, yeah. That's bad. Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
And again, I understand. I understand different art styles and a more modern interpretation that people can do of monarchs and president, you know, all kinds of people. But when it's your official portrait that's, you know, going to be kind of considered an official portrait, it should A, look like you, B,
yes,
you know, be sort of, I don't know. We can really discuss it, but let me go through these. So then the third comment that I loved was her photoshopping skills were better than this. Boom, ching. And then the last and the winner was, did Megan draw this?
Yeah, that one's my favorite.
Did Megan draw this?
That would be my favorite.
You guys, that was a good one. I'm not going to lie.
That would be my favorite.
Yeah, so get up in the cup. But I feel it, you know, you feel terrible because you're like, again, she's got a lot going on right now. So I'm not trying to, this is nothing against her. I just.
No, it's, but it, it does not.
I need someone over there to help them. I need, all of America is over here. Literally, all of us are over here sitting here going, and we love, you know, whatever, love, hate, whatever you want to do. We're fascinated with them, all of that. But I'm like, first we had Charles's, which again is artistically better than this one.
It's disgusting.
It is.
It is the most demonic looking.
It is, but
I mean,
as an art style and piece, it's more interesting and better than this. Now, that better is a word that I'm just strictly going. I understand what the artist is doing. The choice, if you haven't seen his portrait, of course, go look at it. It's basically, and this is what this artist is known for. He does portraits of people that it's very abstract color all around. You really hardly see their body. That's kind of blurred in. And then you see their face very highlighted or their hands. And that's what that is. And as a technique, I don't 100% hate that, except it does just look like this weird floating head. But it's the fact that they did this color, the color they did for him is just this blood red everywhere. It's just
it's blood red all over.
And people are like, do they not understand the connection? Again, when you're dealing with art and you're dealing with culture and you're dealing with symbolism, okay, it doesn't really matter. You know, it matters what you intend as an artist, but it more importantly, it matters what people understand that to be. And things are always open for interpretation. We understand that. That's one of the great things about art. But like, you've got a monarch from a monarchy and a country, A, known for its colonial, you know, issues across the globe. Agree, disagree, again, all the things. There's been a lot of mistreatment and a lot of bloody situations. And then you also have, so you've got the blood feeling of all this red.
Yes. Yep.
And then as you would say, like, it looks like the fires of hell. Like, you're like,
it does. I got nothing else to say. It just
does.
It is like you are Satan. I mean,
you are in hell and just your little face, or, you know, oh, you know what? You know, in Lord of the Rings, when Gollum grabs the ring and he sinks into the lava fire and just his little face
is
there?
Exactly.
That's what
I don't
it looks
know. Maybe
like.
That's what they had to do to cover up those big old sausage fingers.
Well,
I know.
And you can see, like, again, but, I'm not saying don't use red in a royal portrait, because the dress uniform, there's that beautiful British red, and that has a history and that has a tradition that is okay. I'm not saying don't use red, but when you just are awash, and then there's just this little butterfly by his head, and I'm like, and I understand butterfly symbolism. There's a lot of things going on there. And I don't mind that. Yeah. I don't mind some modern, interesting takes on symbolism, but it's just.
It's bad. It's bad.
Guys, it's a lot. And then to have this Kate one come out right after it, again, you're like, is nobody helping them? You guys have access to the best. Why do you have to pick these artists that are like, and again, I have no problem. I understand many different kinds of artists and arts and interpretation and avant-garde and to do things a little differently as modern. You know, we've had some presidential portraits that people didn't like of certain, you know, Obamas and stuff, which I really didn't mind some of them. I thought they were interestingly done. So I'm not against taking a little bit of a different, as long as it still has some of the elements of a classic portrait. Of a state, you know, portrait, if it has some of those elements to it, you know, that's fine. And I don't know. Kate does look like a big old cake topper. It doesn't look like her face. And that's all.
It does not look like her face.
It doesn't look like her.
No.
No. And she's recognizable and beautiful. And yeah. So that's all we can say about that.
All right. I have to go make a salad. So I got to get on with my recipe.
Excellent. Let's do it. So, let's do it.
Okay. We're coming into summer. It's warming up. And so I have a strawberry pretzel salad.
That's such a classic.
That is a classic
thing. I've never made it either. That's a classic.
Oh, it's so good. So you just need, you know, about 2.5 cups of crushed pretzels and butter and about 2 tablespoons. I a lot of times use brown sugar. The recipe calls for sugar. I kind of like brown sugar. It just gives it a little more.
I like brown sugar and everything. Yeah, I do.
Taste, you know.
It just is a richer somehow. Yep.
And that's you're going to mix all that together and press in a 9x13 pan. That's your crust. And you're going to bake it for about 10 minutes. And then you cream your cream cheese and a cup of sugar. And recipe calls for Cool Whip. I also use whipping cream.
Yeah. Which will be good. So, Cool Whip is delicious. Yeah. We're not too proud.
Yeah.
But whipping cream, good.
Spread it on the, especially when you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, because, hey, look, summer is all about taking the time outside, having fun. So take
the Cool Whip chills really well. Like it firms up really well. So
That's your second layer and cool that. And then you are going to boil water and you are going to pour it over your box of strawberry Jell-O and put in 2 packages of frozen strawberries.
Oh, frozen.
Yes, frozen
strawberries. Is that to just cool it down really fast?
Yes, it cools it down.
Okay. Yep,
we'll cool it down.
Okay.
And then you pour that over your cream cheese layer and refrigerate it. And voila, there's your strawberry salad. And
cut up strawberries.
So good.
Cut up
strawberries.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could use fresh ones.
Well, no, but again, the frozen just saves you some time. And it starts that chill down, which will make it go faster.
Yes. Oh. And y'all, it is so good. It's your mix of sweet and salty and creamy. It's delicious. So.
That is ideal. That's one of those Southern or church potluck.
Yep.
Like classic that's really good that everybody loves.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And again, you can call it a salad.
You can call it a salad.
You can
even go though it's on got, your vegetable
it's
plate.
It's got brown sugar and pretzels and cream cheese and Cool Whip.
That's
but
right.
But it's a salad.
Okay.
I love it. I love it so much. All right. We ready for your top three?
I'm ready for my top three.
Top three.
All right. I have an app that my son told me about.
Oh.
I think it's called Yuka, but it may be called Yucca.
Okay.
It is Y-U-K-A.
Oh, okay.
And you can scan a barcode and it will tell you the score. It has scored a lot of these like shampoos and soaps and foods and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it will tell you the rating and whether it's good for you. Or whether it's got a bunch of poisonous stuff in it.
Okay. I love that.
I figured you would love that.
I do like that. But,
and then it will give you suggestions on, you know, on that better thing.
Mm-hmm. So, excellent.
So that it's
it's good for information. You know, again,
it is.
You can do what you want to do, but if you're kind of looking for that, it can be helpful because it's very hard to understand and read and, you know, all the labels and things. So that makes it easier. I love that.
Yep. Okay. And so from that app, I scanned my shampoo and it was okay. This is not my Melaleuca shampoo is good, but this is one that I had bought at, you know, some curly stuff. And anyway, it was okay. It wasn't great. But it wasn't, you know, too bad, but it recommended to me a Shea Moisture coconut and hibiscus curl and shine shampoo and conditioner that I am frankly enjoying very much.
Hey,
yes. Curl and Shine shampoo.
And I've seen that brand at like just Walgreens and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure that whole Shea line.
Yeah, Shea Moisture.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's got all the good stuff. It had a very high rating. I think it had a 90 on it.
That's
which,
really good.
Yes, it was really good. Really good.
And it's working well. I mean, because you got to try stuff, but
you gotta try.
If there's so much out there that if that works well and doesn't have a lot of the other gunk in it. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I don't think I did this, but I may have. So I had a callus on the side of my foot,
mm-hmm.
on both sides. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, so
on the outside,
of my foot. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. it was evidently I could not. I mean, I had the little, you know, scrubber thing, the cheese grater thing
please don't use a cheese grater on your please don't use a microblader.
You know what I'm talking about? What's feet. It called? The
I know what you mean. Like
you know what I mean. Anyway, it just wasn't really going away. And so I found an electric foot callus remover.
Oh.
And I am loving it.
Okay.
I am loving it.
Okay.
Okay. Those are my top three. Look.
Well, that's awesome. Then just in time for summer, because you guys got to get
your feet. You got to get those feet ready.
If your feet aren't ready, you need to keep them covered up, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't be walking around.
Dudes, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
You need to use it. I'm looking at my husband, but he keeps them covered. He keeps his feet covered.
Yeah. I was at a wedding one time and this woman had on, you know, they were sandals.
Uh-huh.
And her feet, though, were terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dead skin hanging off. It was awful.
Nope. I don't like feet.
Anyway,
I don't like
it. All right. I got to go take care of Bridge Club.
Speaking of feet, you got to go make a salad.
Make a salad.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. And hope you're having a wonderful week. Hope you're getting right into the summer. Guys, summer's here. Let's do it. Let's have a good attitude. I'm trying. Lord knows. And just get a good start to your week. And we'll be back next week. Till then, goodbye. Cornbread.
See, corn dip. Are you frozen or are you just looking at me like that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just
frozen. Oh my gosh. That was terrifying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I couldn't figure out if you were frozen or if you were just looking at me like
that. Or if that was just me. I feel great now. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You look frozen, Holly. Okay.
It was frozen for a minute.
Okay. All right.
It's very scary.
I'm sorry. I apologize for my face.